free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, February the 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the coronavirus as it spreads outside of China. And as I said before, you know, we looked at this. First time I reported on this, I pointed out how ridiculous the bat soup narrative was. It's like duck soup from the Marx Brothers. They probably have that on the menu as well. I'm sure they do. They're big on duck. But pointed out that they had opened up their first and only bioweapons lab right there, very close to the market, back in 2017. Now you've got the New York Post and other mainstream media pointing that out. Even a study out of China is saying, yeah, I don't think it came from that marketplace necessarily. It probably came out of the lab. And so that is really the question. Even though it came out of the lab, is this something that is highly weaponized or not? Certainly, it is much more easily spread. And that is the whole point of gain-of-function research, these bio-level, bio-weapons labs. Gain-of-function research, they said they were not going to fund it back in 2013 in the U.S. If you believe that, I've got a bridge I can sell you in Brooklyn. And within 2 years, as I pointed out, at UNC Chapel Hill, not too far from where we used to live, they put out a paper talking about the gain-of-function research that they were doing at that particular lab. Guess what they were working on? And I reported on this. I'm really surprised at how few views I've gotten off of this report, because this kind of crap is going on here in America. It's been funded by the government. And if you think this isn't being funded by DARPA, even though the National Institute of Health backed off. See, they were told, don't do this anymore in 2013. 2015, this research paper comes out of UNC Chapel Hill, saying that's exactly what they're doing. It caused a big stir in the scientific community. They said, what's going on? This was supposed to have stopped 2 years ago. They said, well, it was in the pipeline. We reviewed it and decided we'd let it continue. How many other things like that do you think they've done? And let me tell you, the military is still funding this, for sure. No question about it. Just the question is if it's going to get out or not. And as I pointed out, this is kind of coincidental that their biosafety level 4 lab, only one, is right there at the point, at ground zero, where they say this all began. And then within a couple of days, we had the report from Zero Hedge saying, look at this guy's resume, who is one of the chief scientists there. He specializes on bats and coronavirus, and he's also looking for people to work at the lab. And because of that, they got thrown off of Twitter. So they doxed this guy. Well, this was his LinkedIn profile, and this was an ad for people to work at that lab. This is not private information. This is public information that the individual made public. No, it's this is craven pandering by Twitter, hoping that they can get some favors from the Chinese government. They've been banned in China, ostensibly, but they're probably hoping that if they play ball with the Chinese, that the Chinese will loosen things up for Twitter. Nevertheless, when you look at that, why the connection with bats everywhere, not only in China, but in UNC Chapel Hill? Well, he's very clear about it, because it takes a long time for it to show up, and now we are starting to see it show up in Western cities. So we've had South Korea primarily, but also now in Italy and elsewhere. So over the weekend, we've had a massive increase in the number of cases in South Korea, the number of cases in Italy, and the number of cases in Iran. And those cases from Iran are now spreading to other places in the Middle East as people travel into Afghanistan, into Iraq, many other places in the Middle East. So this is now becoming a pandemic. We'll take a look at it. We'll take a look at what the casualty figures are for people who get it, because it's not a question of whether or not this is going to go big. It's a question of how dangerous it is now at this point. We know they've made it very easy to pass on. Have they made it more deadly as well? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, February the 24th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the rapidly spreading coronavirus. What do we know? What are the reported figures? Because now we're starting to see information from Western governments. South Korea has been fairly open, so we're going to talk about where those clusters are coming from in South Korea, and we're going to talk about what we know so far in terms of how deadly this is. As I pointed out at the top of the program, the gain-of-function research that's done in these bioweapons labs makes it more easy to pass it on and makes it more deadly. So we know that they've made this very easy to pass on. They worked with the bats. We see the research that's being done at the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab, as well as UNC Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, doing the same thing, using a Chinese bat. Went all the way to China to get a bat. Why? Well, the research director in Wuhan said they can carry these diseases for a while without showing any symptoms. And that's very essential to making this thing spread very quickly. So then the question becomes, what have they done to make it more deadly? And as part of the job applications that were coming out of that Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab, they were looking for someone who had strong English skills, because they don't want to get this wrong again. It's basically an espionage operation, folks. They're getting ramped up to go into bioweapons research. Unfortunately, this has been done for quite some time here in the U.S. And although the South Koreans may be fairly transparent with what's going on there, don't expect that in the U.S. As Mike Adams has pointed out, we'll cover that article here. In the U.S., the CDC has basically $6.5 billion worth of budget, but they just can't seem to figure out how to do any testing for the coronavirus. They announced that they were going to send out testing kits. Then they said, well, they're all got problems with them, so no, we're not going to do that. And so there's only three states where they're doing any testing at all. And the CDC just doesn't seem to be able to find the money. Just like the government has been lying to us for decades about Lyme disease and the bioweapons programs that we have here in the United States. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about another deadly disease that we saw unleashed in Nevada over the weekend. I'm talking about socialism, Marxism, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, when you look at Marxism and socialism, folks, it's killed more people than the 1917 flu epidemic, which killed more people than World War I. It's killed more people than World War II. It's killed more people than the flu epidemic of 1917, World War I, and World War II combined. That's the idea of socialism. And it's not just the kind of Stalinism where they take their political opponents and send them to the gulag. No, it's the kind of misallocation of resources, like you see under Mao. You know, Mao's Cultural Revolution, yeah, there were political purges involved in that, but for the most part, it was just bad management from centrally planning. Oh, we're going to send everybody out into the fields. We'll grow food. And look what happened. Somebody ought to point Bloomberg to Mao's Cultural Revolution if he thinks anybody can go out in the field dig a hole, drop a seed in it, and grow a piece of corn. Obviously, that didn't happen there, right? Central planners, that's the conceit of central planning. And so we're going to talk about that and the fact that now the Democrat Party has embraced this deadly disease of socialism, and it is going viral. Bernie is going viral. We've never had a candidate before who's won the first three primaries, not in recent history. So he's on a roll, and socialism is on a roll, so we're going to take a quick look at that as well. But let's start out with what's happening with the coronavirus. Get ready with video clip number three, guys, because we've got, look at these articles, the numbers are changing too quickly. What I'm reading you now is going to be out of date, probably within an hour or so, because some of these articles that I saw, that were late last night are already superseded by much, much different numbers today. For instance, it was reported last night by Fox News that coronavirus infections surge in Italy, South Korea, as the virus kills at least eight in Iran. And as they're talking about two deaths so far reported in Italy, that is now five. And we talk about the eight people dead in Iran, that is now 50. Now, of course, that 50 is also going back to the middle of February because the Iranian officials, like those in China, were not being straightforward with the number of people there. They said, wait a minute, in just one town, you're saying that eight people have died across Iran? One official said, in one town, we had 50 people die. What are you talking about? And so there is a back and forth that is happening there in that country as well. All of the governments pretty much are underreporting this, except perhaps South Korea, who appears to be, and they've got two clusters that are there. Now, in Italy, at least 133 people have been reported. That was as of last night. Nearly all of Italy's cases are clustered in the north, in the area that includes Venice. And, of course, that's a heavy tourist area. Italian officials effectively quarantined about a dozen towns in the northern region of Lombardy and Veneto. About 50,000 people are in that area. And other European countries are getting very concerned about this. In Austria, they stopped a train from Italy because of concerns. Let's play that clip, video clip number three.
Reuters is reporting that Austria has stopped a train coming from Italy as two travelers are suspected of being infected with COVID-19 coronavirus. So in the last few minutes, Reuters, quoting a local agency, is reporting that Austria has stopped a train around concerns about coronavirus. And that comes as Italy now has the worst outbreak of COVID-19 in Europe and has imposed quarantine restrictions in two northern regions close to the cities of Milan and Venice. There are now more than 100 cases in the country. Most of them are in northern Italy. In Lombardy, the number of cases has nearly doubled in the last 24 hours. Three people have died. To limit the spread of the virus, sports events have been cancelled, and in several regions, schools, universities, and cultural attractions have been told to close.
All right, so that's what's happening in Italy. As of last night, and again, this situation is rapidly developing, we're going to take a look also at what the economic consequences are for this, because that's actually preceding any illnesses. And in South Korea, we've got 169 more cases, bringing the country's total to over 600. They've had three more fatalities, raising the number of deaths in South Korea to six. Again, as I said, Iran raised the death toll officially to eight people yesterday, but on Monday, a lawmaker from one city, 75 miles south of the capital, Tehran, accused Iran's health minister of lying about the scale of the outbreak. According to the semi-official ILNA news agency, they said that there had been 50 deaths from the coronavirus in that town alone. And they said, we prefer not to censor what concerns the coronavirus because people's lives are in danger, they told the French press agency. But the country's deputy health minister rejected the report, said that only 12 people had died from coronavirus and 66 had been infected. So it's like, okay, well, all right, we'll admit then to 12. We said 8, you said 50, all right, we'll go to 12. They're negotiating this. And when we look at what's going on in Italy, a fifth person now, as I pointed out just last night, they were saying two people had died. Now it's up to five people have died in Italy. The most recent death was a patient who is 88. The four other people who have died from the illness were also elderly. At least three of them had been suffering serious underlying health problems in addition to getting the respiratory illness that the coronavirus is. The 50 deaths that they had in Iran, of course, that goes back to February the 13th, according to them. But again, the official count out of Iran is still going to be 8. No, I mean 12. We'll negotiate with you on what those numbers are. We're going to take a look at what we can glean about how serious this is. Certainly, it is spreading quickly. How serious is it, and what is going to happen economically? And again, we're going to take a look at the disease of socialism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly, a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here, but I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. A SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the increase in coronavirus cases. And, of course, today we're going to have, and we'll have an update if anything comes out about this. There's a hearing about Julian Assange and extradition. And I'm sure you saw over the weekend that Roger Stone's judge decided that, no, she is not biased. And she just rejected the idea that she would be biased. That's the kind of judicial system we have, as I tweeted out today. That the judges review themselves. It's like, no. I'm not biased. She essentially said, it's not bias if you form your opinion based on what you learn as part of doing your job. Well, of course, that's a correct answer. But I don't believe that that's what she did. Right? It appears that she already had her opinion made up, and so did that juror. We have hard evidence of that juror, and quite frankly, we have hard evidence of that judge as well in terms of who she would exclude and who she would allow as jurors, people that were known. She cleared a high-ranking Obama official that had known bias, not a problem for her, until it became a big issue, until it got out in the press, and that was a little bit too much. So she went back with some other jurors who were not quite so well-known. We'll be getting to that, as well as we have footage of Owen and Owen's security guards violently attacked in Nevada by Bernie's supporters. Of course, one of the things that Chris Matthews said was, as Bernie and all these people were appealing to Denmark, he said, do people in Denmark, do the socialists in Denmark, do they beat their political opponents? Rhetorical question, of course, because that is not the brand of socialism that Bernie and his supporters are offering to us here. They're offering us Marxism. And they're offering us quite a bit of bigotry as well. A healthy dose of bigotry. You know, over the weekend, we we had three things, I think, that illustrate Bernie's bigotry. And I'll get to that in a moment. Let's finish up with the coronavirus. Again, we had a spike in cases in South Korea. They have raised their national threat to red alert. This is the first time since the 2009 H1N1 swine flu outbreak. And so that's the good news, is that the swine flu was not serious, even though they went to a red flag. I want to be objective about this. I don't want to do any fear-mongering, but I also say to you that if this isn't it, this is your warning to prepare. Because this kind of stuff is being done all the time. We talked about this back in 2013 to 2015 when all of the information was coming out about the sloppy standards at the bioweapons labs and how there were literally hundreds of them scattered across the country. I didn't know even at that time that one of them was just right down the street from where we used to live and that they were working on this very thing, a coronavirus combined with a Chinese bat. To make sure that you can spread it more easily because it doesn't show symptoms as soon. We look at China's fake coronavirus numbers. One doctor in Hunan has confirmed 50 new cases. So he's personally there. He registers 50 new cases, and then he goes to look at the official report, and he sees that only one of them was reported by the Chinese government. You know, as these numbers were coming out, I remember looking at the first batch of numbers and calculating the fatality rate, as they gave us, and it was 2.1%. I thought, well, how does that compare to the numbers that we get from the CDC on regular flu, which is probably inflated? You know, they tell us 80,000 people died from the flu or whatever. And I've talked about this in the past, how the CDC tells people, don't even bother to test. If they got flu-like symptoms, just call it the flu, and we'll include it in our statistics here. And if somebody is elderly and they die of pneumonia, we'll say they died of the flu. And that may be accurate. It may be that it's more predominantly due to other issues. Nevertheless, when you look at the CDC's official numbers, it was 4%. So I said, well, right now, this is very strange because China is taking unprecedented measures, even though this death rate is half of what the CDC typically reports. And as days went by and people were questioning whether or not China was accurately reporting the numbers, that 2.1% death rate held firm. That almost looked like they were cooking the books, didn't it? Stayed exactly clear. As the Washington Post pointed out, authorities in the Hubei province reported good news last Thursday. There were only 349 new coronavirus cases the previous day, and that was the lowest tally in weeks. But the bad and the puzzling news was that Wuhan, the capital of Hubei, reported 615 new cases all by itself. Understand? Wuhan is in the province of Hubei. Hubei reports a little over 300. But in the city that's in the province of Hubei, they have over 615 cases. Hubei authorities have changed their criteria for counting cases three times over the past week or so. So can we really believe any of that? I think the more interesting data is going to be what comes out of South Korea. And perhaps out of Italy. I don't know that we're going to get any accurate reporting out of the U.S., and we'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But here's a summary of some of the interesting things that have happened over the weekend. We've had the cases, again, outside of China going exponential in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. San Diego says that 200 are now under medical observation. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you guys have the B-roll for this, but a couple of weeks ago, I had, there was some video that people had taken of one patient in San Diego that was being quarantined, and they had a literal parade of people in hazmat suits carrying furniture and other things like that into the apartment where this one person was. And I thought, well, that's being taken very, very seriously by the U.S. government. A young woman infected five relatives without ever showing symptoms. As a matter of fact, when you look at the situation in Italy, it was very interesting how this the center of this outbreak that began in one town quickly spread to five towns, quarantined, then 10, then over a dozen. At the center of it was a 38-year-old man who had dinner with somebody who had recently visited China. That individual is not sick. The 38-year-old man subsequently became sick, and his pregnant wife became sick, and his jogging partner became sick. And then to that, they added two more people. The other two people had no contact with this 38-year-old directly. Instead, these two people were at a bar that was owned by the father of the jogger, who apparently got sick from the 38-year-old. Think about that. How it is skipping. Some people asymptomatic, and then it spreads to other people in that way. So that is very concerning how it spreads. Experts have proposed a 27-day quarantine. They're saying that 14 days is not likely long enough. So it looks like those Chinese bat genes are really doing the job here. The first offshore corona cluster was in the Diamond offshore cruise ship in Japan. They have let those people go, and now that's the pictures that you're seeing right there of what happened in San Diego. Now it appears that many of these people have returned to their country of origin. In South Korea, the cases have been doubling every day for the past 4 days. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Keith Bansamer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, you know, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vibe Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about band.video and InfoWars.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got to take a look at what's going on in the U.S., what we have learned about the CDC and about other measures being taken in the U.S. As we see that this has gone viral in Italy, in South Korea, and in Iran. And we also see that governments are working to cover up information, for the most part. We're going to see that in the United States. It certainly is happening in Iran. In China, as I pointed out, they have been everybody's been suspicious of their numbers. For the longest time, it was exactly 2.1% of the people who got it, as they would report the cases, who died. And now it's gone up to 3.3%. Maybe the person who was concocting those figures died. I don't know. I mean, it's amazing when you look at the lies and the propaganda coming out of our governments. Why they want to control social media so badly. And of course, nobody was more desperate to do that than China. The Great Firewall preceded social media. And as social media came around, they were very quick to clamp down on it and then to impose not only censorship, but punishment with their social credit scores and system that they have here, which is now being adopted here in the United States. Not only the censorship, which we have already seen, of course, but also the social credit scoring has already been done by our technocratic overlords like Mark Zuckerberg, ready for the government to implement it. And of course, they will do that if people like Elizabeth Warren get any kind of political power in this next election. Meanwhile, in Italy, one shopkeeper in Milan said, "Today is madness. It feels like we are in Baghdad. We can't restock the shelves quickly enough." So people are panicking, as they typically do under any kind of circumstances like that. As I've pointed out, back in North Carolina, whenever it would snow, and that was a fairly infrequent occurrence. We typically would get one snowstorm a year. Some years we wouldn't get any. And when it would snow, everybody would go to the grocery stores as the snow was falling and empty out the shelves of things like bread and eggs and things like that, milk. And so that is one reason why you need to be preparing, because, you know, nobody who's going to get sick going to the store during a snowstorm might get stranded, but you're not going to get sick. But you don't want to be in a situation where you have to try to get last-minute supplies if there is a chance that you're going to get sick in terms of going out in public. Most patients in South Korea are coming from two different places. Very interesting. Just as we saw with the Diamond Princess off of the anchored off of Yokohama, as they had just a handful of people with the coronavirus, as they incarcerated everybody on that cruise ship in close quarters, it really spread rapidly. And that's what we have seen in South Korea. In a psychiatric ward, they have had, out of the 443 confirmed cases, now this is a couple of days because it's now over 600 cases in South Korea, but this is 24 to 36 hours ago. Out of the 443 confirmed cases at that time, 111 of them, including four nurses, were from one psychiatric ward and one hospital. And then 231 were linked to a particular church. And so when you look at those two, those two clusters account for about 80% of the initial number of cases in South Korea. One hospital ward where people were kept in close quarters, and then one church where they were kept in close quarters. Terms of perhaps it was communion or something like that. I don't know anything about this church. They keep calling it a cult in the news reports, but again, to them, probably any Christian church is a cult. This has 1,250 members of this particular church, and they said officials are still trying to locate 700 members to even be screened. So that's what's going on in South Korea. So what is happening in the U.S.? Well, as Mike Adams pointed out in Natural News, we have a problem in the U.S. in terms of our health statistics. It's called the CDC. They routinely lie to us. They have been involved, not just the National Institutes of Health. I talk about that research grant funding that continued on after Congress said, no, we don't want to do this anymore. That was 2013, 2015. They openly published a paper at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Yeah, we're experimenting with Chinese bats and coronavirus. Created a chimera. That's what they called it. And so that created quite a bit of a stir, because you had a lot of people saying, this is wrong. You're creating something that doesn't exist. You don't need to guard against something that doesn't exist. And of course, this is all about creating weapons. And it's not just the National Institutes of Health, which weren't supposed to fund those types of studies, but did it anyway. You also have the CDC that's involved in it, heavily involved in this kind of, they call it their select agent program. They say, well, we just have to experiment on this so that we know, in case, something is coming in, how to react to it. So you create something that didn't exist before so that you know how to react when it comes in. Right. Okay. And as we look at what's going on with the CDC, Mike Adams' take on this is that the U.S. is following the Wuhan plan for how to contain the coronavirus infections. You basically don't test anybody. Don't test, don't tell. That's what they did in China, right? He said, to the great shock of anyone paying attention, the CDC's own website admits that the agency has tested only 414 people in the entire United States. And he's got a screen clip of this as of February the 21st, Friday. He said, most PCR genetic analysis instruments use sample well plates that allow for batch testing of 96 samples at a time. That's standard across the labs that do this type of testing. So he goes, that means that the entire number of cases tested by the CDC could fit in fewer than five instrument runs at a cost of only a few thousand dollars. The number is so small, says Mike Adams, that I could have run these tests in my own lab with a single gene sequencer instrument from Thermo, which costs only about $150,000. And the CDC has got a budget of $6.6 billion. Why can't they do this kind of testing, right? He said that, remember, it was just a little over 2 weeks ago that mainstream media was reporting, hey, look at this, we've now got rapid coronavirus diagnostic test kits being sent to hospitals and labs all across the country. Rest assured, the CDC is protecting you, right? Now we know that nobody is using those test kits. Why? Because they came back and said we had a lot of issues with them. We're getting false positives and false negatives. The kits were faulty. They had a bad reagent component. So the CDC recalled them. They claimed that some of the test kits they sent out were flawed, but they failed to mention that all of them were flawed, and no replacement test kits have been made available to anybody in the United States. Yet, strangely, South Korea has so many test kits that they've managed to test thousands of people there already, confirming that hundreds of them have infections newly identified in just the last few days. So he says, you've got to kind of look at this and say, if the CDC's got $6.6 billion budget, and they still haven't sent out any good test kits, but South Korea is doing this, then I guess you could assume that the CDC doesn't want to do this, right? They don't really want any test kits to function. As a matter of fact, he points out that there are only three states, California, Nebraska, and Illinois, that can currently test for coronavirus, according to a report from Reuters. The information came from the Association of Public Health Laboratories. And this as of Friday. So he says, not that this matters at all when no test kits are available, but it gets even more obvious that the CDC doesn't want to report this stuff because their guideline prohibits any testing for individuals who might suffer from community outbreaks. In other words, you're only going to, once you get the theoretical test kits that are not available from the CDC, then you're going to only test two categories of people, people who have traveled to China, or people who have been in close contact with somebody who is a confirmed case of the coronavirus. That would not catch the people even in that initial outbreak in Italy. So in other words, they don't want to test people. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then we're going to get into the disease of socialism, which quite frankly is even more deadly. But I don't want to be locked up in some FEMA camp, which is basically what they're trying to do now in the United States. The first few people coming back from that cruise ship.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration and air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that
without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration, the supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. 3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the info war. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So what is happening in the U.S.? Well, we have the returning patients from the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess. Some of them, they're taking to military bases. Some of them, they want to take to a FEMA facility. The people in both Alabama and in California, the towns where they were going to be taking people, got very upset about that. Two American cities fighting to block quarantine facilities in their communities. Local leaders in California and Alabama are fighting plans to quarantine infected American evacuees from the Diamond Princess cruise ship at facilities in their communities. Plans to move American coronavirus patients to an Alabama facility were canceled yesterday after local officials and residents expressed concern. The Anniston County's City Council voted Sunday to pursue legal action against the federal government over its proposal to transfer patients from the cruise ship to the town's FEMA facility. Yeah, this is, I've said from the very beginning, is my biggest fear, being transferred to a FEMA center so that you can get the cruise ship treatment. Free meals and all the disease you can stand, because that's what's going to happen when you quarantine people like that. As that Japanese doctor who specialized in infectious diseases, he'd been to the center of the Ebola outbreak in Africa and other epidemics like that. He said, I've never seen anything like that cruise ship. And that's what you have to be concerned about. Is it going to be done correctly? I don't want to be rounded up and put into a sick house. And I also do not want to be given forced medical treatment with that once they get me sick. That's why I want to be able to be independent of all that. And that's why you need to be prepping for yourself as well. Pay attention. As many people have said, as you start to hear the government finally report that you've got hundreds of people that have been infected in the United States, then you know that it's really much worse than that. And we just talked about how the U.S. government is not really doing any testing. So you don't really know what the situation is. You need to start thinking twice about being in public and also about prepping, making sure that you're adequately prepared to live in a self-imposed quarantine rather than being hauled away into a FEMA camp. As they point out in California, the city of Costa Mesa, California, also went to court to block state and federal officials, at least temporarily, from placing dozens of people evacuated from Asia, I think it's from that cruise ship, quite frankly. So far, no one in the U.S. has died of the disease. At least four patients in the country are said to have fully recovered. And that includes the very first patient in Everett, Washington, who was a young Asian male. He's fully recovered and released from there. In Costa Mesa, they said city officials went berserk. They accused the government, federal government, of trying to do this under cover of darkness. They were going to bring in 30 to 50 evacuees from the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess. And so as we look at this, as it's progressing now, finally you've got mainstream media, like the New York Post. Don't buy China's story. The coronavirus may have leaked from a lab. Really? Really? You think so? Yeah, been saying that for weeks here. The only question, question isn't really that. The question is, what is it as it's leaked? And we see that it has been weaponized in terms of its ability to spread. How lethal is it? And they've had the startling discovery here in the New York Post that how many microbiology labs are there in China? Well, it turns out there's only one. Well, they don't even have the distinction of the different levels of labs. And they, I guess, are afraid to talk about the scientists there, afraid that they will get kicked off of Twitter if they actually make that public. Nevertheless, Chinese researchers published on February the 21st, this last Friday, a brand new study saying that the coronavirus may have begun with human-to-human transmission in late November from a place other than the seafood market in Wuhan. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And just a reminder, the U.S. is the world leader in bioweapons research. That's why they're looking for somebody who speaks English, right? The production and the use against mankind. Yeah, we are number one, USA, USA, even University Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina. Researchers, now this is the key thing here so far. Researchers, according to a paper published in The Lancet, that's the UK's chief medical journal, on Friday, looking at data that they could get out of China, and again, it's always incomplete, but they looked at the data that was available. They said patients who are especially vulnerable to this coronavirus infection are very old, very young, and those who have co-occurring conditions, and they die at a higher rate, though. They die at a higher rate than they did from SARS or from MERS. They said 61.5% of those who get pneumonia with this will not survive, and that is a higher rate than we saw with either of those previous outbreaks. All right, so yeah, there's the data right there. You can see what is going on with that. As a matter of fact, we now have, even though the CDC doesn't really want to test anybody, unless it's somebody who's come from China, they don't want to do the test, we have the White House is now asking for $1 billion in funds to respond to the coronavirus. How they're going to use that? Will that be used for FEMA camp quarantine, or will that be used for testing? Not clear. Video clip number five, guys.
House set to ask Congress for emergency funding to combat the coronavirus outbreak. Politico reporting the amount could be around $1 billion, which is much lower than what the public health officials say is necessary. It comes as leaders in Alabama try stopping coronavirus patients from being transferred to a FEMA facility. The U.S. Health Department announced plans to quarantine the patients after they were evacuated from the cruise ship in Japan. Alabama officials say they didn't know about the plans and will ask a court to intervene. Coronavirus cases spiking in South Korea as well. 556 people are diagnosed with the infection. Five have died.
All right. And so that is what is happening across the board as of right now, and is rapidly increasing in at least those three areas, South Korea, Italy, and Iran. And we will see what happens in the United States. This is why, folks, as the one shopkeeper in Milan said, this is worse than Baghdad. All of the shelves are empty. You need to be able to have a set preparation for any kind of natural disaster, whether it is a snowstorm that's going to take out your electricity, or a hurricane, or something like this, whether it is real or whether it is just a scare. And already we're seeing that it is a massive shutdown of first the automobile industry, because so many of the auto parts manufacturers are located in Wuhan. And so that has had, that's been really the first industry to be affected by that. But now it is spreading to smartphone manufacturers in South Korea and other places because, they're now having to shut down factories. In the past, they were shutting down automobile factories because they couldn't get the parts from China. Now they're shutting down factories in South Korea because of the illness itself. And so this is, the economic consequences are leading the disease. They're coming into the countries before that happens. And that's going to be creating shortages across the board. So it's already getting more difficult to order storable food nationwide. We have been told by that one supplier is already facing a 5 to 10% increase on every option of emergency food available. We have long-term contracts with our supplier, My Patriot Supply. But those are going to run out before too much longer. We will be forced to raise prices as well. We've been officially notified that they are rising. And then there's the other issue of availability. Right now, we're at 10 to 14 days, but this is getting delayed each passing minute. So if you want to secure your spot right now, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to Emergency Storable Foods. You'll find the great foods that we sell there that are non-GMO. They're made in America. They have great packaging. They'll stay fresh for 25 years, and even after you open them, you can reseal them and use them for a short period of time. Also, make sure that you are in peak condition. Prepare your own health. We've got a lot of different supplements, many of them on sale right now to help increase your health. We have our favorite multivitamin formula, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. I like that because I can take a lot of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and not have to swallow a lot of pills. Right now, that is 40% off. You can also get 40% off of Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, or you can get the two of them together, 50% off. We also have DNA Force Plus now back in stock. And we have that 40% off in single bottles and 50% off if you get a 2, 5, or 10 pack. And again, that is something that periodically runs out of stock because it's very difficult for us to manufacture that. It is an organic source of that key ingredient that's there that helps to protect your DNA, the telomeres, just like the tips of your shoestrings. You take a shoestring and twist it, you get a double helix looking type of thing. And what keeps that together is the telomeres. You can actually predict somebody's biological life expectancy by looking at the length of their telomeres. So you want to make sure that you protect yours. Take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, and we have a lot there to protect you as well.
Keith Bansomer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down. They're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling. The chips are in. We're producing as much as quickly as possible. Orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus, we know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In this hour, we're going to take a look at the deadly disease spreading in the United States. And we've seen another outbreak of it in Nevada as Bernie wins the Democrat primary there. And I'm talking about socialism or progressivism or Marxism or environmentalism or any other euphemism for totalitarianism. That's really what we're talking about here. Centrally controlling every detail of your life without any restrictions. And this is basically, that's the summation of what all of the Democrats are proposing. It doesn't matter if you're talking about Bernie or you're talking about the so-called moderate Bloomberg or the other so-called moderate who is a closet Marxist, booty gay, booty Marx is what he really ought to be called. Now, that guy is a dyed-in-the-wool. He is as much of a true believer as Bernie. He's just a little bit more clever. He keeps it hidden, whereas Bernie is just waving the communist flag and singing the national, right? International. Not the national. They don't like nations. Got to get rid of nations, get rid of cultures, subsume everything into some gray future. But before we get into that, President Trump is in India today. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I saw the report this morning as it broke on Reuters. And it said, tens of thousands of people hear him address, and it's like, are you kidding me? He was at a cricket stadium that seats more than 110,000 people. I mean, you can see the pictures of that. I mean, it's full. It's full. And Reuters reported it as tens of thousands. They have now changed the headline to Modi, who is the Prime Minister of India. Modi holds huge rally for a president's visit. And that's right. They had a motorcade that was 14 miles long with people lined up along the way. And Trump is now, there's a picture of the crowd as they were addressing it earlier. You can see that, yeah, there were tens of thousands of people, maybe like 110,000 people there, Reuters. They just can't bring themselves to really talk about the size of the crowd. And I don't think anywhere in this article from Reuters do they talk about how big that stadium is. Nothing that I can see here where they mention that it's 110,000. No, nothing at all. And so anyway, when we look at what is happening there, and again, Trump is at the Taj Mahal. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? That was the name of his casino, the Trump Taj Mahal. This one, however, the original has no slot machines, as far as I know. That would be kind of an interesting gift for them, wouldn't it, if President Trump showed up with a slot machine and handed it to the Indian Prime Minister. No, that he knows better than that. Just joking. But when we look at what is being said there, as President Trump was, you know, had kind words for India, as you would expect, a visiting heads of state is not going to criticize them for that. But we should understand what is going on in India. There is a tremendous amount of violence against Christians in India under this Prime Minister, Modi. The Hindu Prime Minister, as New American pointed out, and I've had this on my desk for a couple of weeks now. This goes back to February the 17th. Christians in India suffered a record number of violent attacks last year because of the Hindu nationalist government of Prime Minister Modi. And this is a report from the Sunday Telegraph out of the UK. Before Modi came to power in 2013, India didn't even make the list from Open Doors International of the top 30 nations for Christian persecution. Since then, violent attacks on Christians have increased 220%, according to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Today, India is the 10th most dangerous country for Christians, and it's considered less safe than Syria, Iraq, and the Central African Republic. 2019 saw a record 328 violent attacks against Christians. Only 36 of those resulted in police filing a case, and none of them has resulted in any prosecution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was talking about President Trump's visit in India, gigantic crowds, 110,000 person stadium, cricket stadium, and as you saw from the pictures, it was pretty much full. A 14-mile motorcade, a very warm welcome for President Trump, and again, he returned the favor. He talked about how democratic the government there was. That may be something of an exaggeration, or maybe not. You can still have a democracy that has no respect for individual rights. See, that's part of the problem. That's why we want to have a republic in this country, and not a pure-on democracy, because the majority in India is Hindu, and there has been ruthless persecution of Christians there, as I just reported. As a matter of fact, going back to 2013, before this prime minister, who is a Hindu nationalist, came to power, India was not even in the top 30 nations. Now they're number 10 in terms of the most dangerous countries for Christians. More dangerous than Syria, more dangerous than Iraq. Isn't that interesting? And this is something that is not just the people. This is government involvement here. As I pointed out, in 2019, there was a record 328 violent attacks against Christians. Only 36 of them had a police case filed. None of them resulted in prosecution. More than 300 Christians were detained without trial for their faith. Countless businesses, homes, and schools were looted, burnt down, and vandalized in India. Churches have been torched. Worse, the police will commonly arrest the victim and charge them with trying to convert Hindus, a charge that is punishable by 7 years in prison. Meeting out much of the violence is an all-male paramilitary youth wing linked to Mr. Modi's party, the BJP, writes the Sunday Telegraph of the UK. Mob attacks using heavy iron-bound bamboo sticks, kind of like the fascista that the Romans used to use, right? It's kind of a symbol of power. You would take a bunch of sticks and you would tie them together in a bundle. Well, they're actually using these. This is the favorite weapon, but they take the bamboo sticks and bind them with iron. Christians make up only 2.3% of India's population. So you can have a democracy where the other 98% are constantly beating and killing the remaining 2% if you don't have any individual rights. And we're getting dangerously close to that with our Democrat Party here. We're going to talk about death by socialism. This is just one way it can happen, when you have no respect whatsoever for individual rights. And there is no respect for individual rights in the Democrat Party. They will talk forever about a woman's right to choose. As a matter of fact, I was looking up Bloomberg's, doing some research on Bloomberg, looking at his girlfriend. He's had a long-term girlfriend. He was married at one point in time, got divorced, and the two of them have never married. She said, well, yeah, I'm a registered Republican, and I'm kind of a libertarian light. Real light. if you are hanging out with Mike Bloomberg and you got no problems with what he's doing, yeah, he will, you know, not give you a choice about even what kind of soda pop you want to drink or what quantity you want to drink. But he wants you to choose whether or not you can kill your kids at any stage, right? That is what we're talking about here. And I quite frankly, I can't see any area where Mike Bloomberg doesn't think that he knows better than you. Everything. And it kind of reminds me, you know, when I see these elitists who call themselves libertarians, I'm reminded of Alan Greenspan. He was once part of Ayn Rand's inner circle. And until he got the levers of power. And then he decided that he would have his own personal Galt's Gulch where, you know, hey, I'm okay. You know, the hell with everybody else. I'm good. And I don't really care about anyone else. That's what you see from these elitists who are libertarians, quite frankly. And libertarianism, without being moderated by a Christian concern for others, can be just as monstrous as any other ideology, quite frankly. Anyway, going back to India, the story of one pastor, Jai Singh, a pastor of a church, on Christmas Day, the police, the Indian police, prevented an RSS-led mob, that's the group of these mobs, RSS is their initials, from carrying out a violent assault on his church. But they didn't prosecute any of them. 11 days later, they returned. This time they beat him and his 15-year-old son and dragged the pastor to the village square. He said, they hit me with their fists, then they took me into the temple, the Hindu temple, and beat me with sticks before stretching my legs back as far as they would go. He suffered 2 broken feet as well as permanent nerve damage in his legs. The police broke up the beating after an hour. This went on for an hour. Bending his legs back as far as they would go, beating him severely, breaking his feet, permanent nerve damage to his legs, and the police took a powder for an hour. But then they arrested the pastor, accusing him of breaking the law by distributing church funding to Christians. Other Christians. He was held in jail without access to his epilepsy medication for 3 days before local Christians raised his bail of $112. That's how poor the people in India are. Pastor Singh said he was surprised to be released as the mob had threatened the police and the courts not to accept bail for Christian leaders. But he was also not surprised to hear that they had not arrested anybody. So that's India. Just keep that in mind as you see President Trump talking about how wonderful democracy is in India. And quite frankly, as a what they're pushing for there is a trade deal. Because this is an act of worship to the real god of America, the military-industrial complex. They're hoping to get a $3 billion weapons deal into India. Because those people who do this kind of stuff ought to be given state-of-the-art weapons. Don't you think? This, having to use bamboo sticks that are just tied together with iron straps to beat the Christians, don't you think they can do better? They've probably got some nice non-lethal stuff that the military-industrial complex could sell them, and they could test it out before they use it on us here in America. Yeah, that's really what we're talking about. And as we look at the statement last week from Mick Mulvaney, he actually came out. There's a bit of a war going on within the White House. Mick Mulvaney is on the wrong side. On one side, we've got Stephen Miller, who is saying, we've got too much immigration, even legal immigration. And we don't need to be bringing more people in here with the H-1B visas or the H-2B visas to take Americans' jobs. Remember, Disney a few years ago brought in a lot of people from India to do customer service. They're at Disney, and Disney told the American workers, you can train these people and we'll give you severance pay. If you don't train them, we won't give you any severance pay. And so do we need more workers? Well, Mike Mulvaney said the U.S. is desperate for more legal immigrants. I guess that depends on what you see the U.S. being. Now, Mick Mulvaney sees the U.S. as the giant corporations that want cheaper and cheaper labor always. It depends on whether you see the U.S. as being a group of a few very large corporations like Disney, or you see the U.S. as being the American workers, because this is not in the interest of American workers, and Stephen Miller is pointing that out. He said, we've got to slash immigration, both legal and illegal, and they have been working on doing that. So Mick Mulvaney is definitely out of step with what's been going on in the White House, and I hope that he gets frog marched out of there. This statement alone, in an election year, that statement alone ought to be grounds for getting rid of that guy. I don't even know what he's doing there. But if you look at the number of visas that have been issued since 2016, it has been cut by more than 25%, from 10.3 million to 8.7 million. And quite frankly, that's good, because these people are competing with Americans for jobs or taking Americans' jobs. It's not enough that we export our factories. We have to now import our workers. Why? Because the corporations want that. And we need to get somebody who is not just doing the bidding of the corporations in the White House. And again, we need to continue on with the policies that have been part of the Trump White House. And that means that we've got to get rid of people like Mick Mulvaney. We'll be right back and talk about Vegas. Unfortunately, what happened in Vegas isn't going to stay there. It's spreading to the rest of the country.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings, and led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12, taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now, and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had a confirmation of one of the most deadly diseases known to mankind in Nevada. I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about socialism, Marxism. Yes, and it is spreading. It is endemic to the Democrat Party, and it is something of a pandemic. We saw it kill 100 million people, by most estimates, in the 20th century. And now it is spreading like wildfire through the Democrat Party, as they've now selected Bernie Sanders. And as we look at this, the New York Post says Democrats are happily backing Bernie Sanders, the most left-wing presidential candidate ever. Said, hey, why not nominate Bernie Sanders, writes John Podhoretz. He says, all last year polling showed 53% of Democrats did not identify as liberals or progressives. This seemed to be the explanation for the strength of Joe Biden throughout the 2019 polling until people saw that Joe Biden could barely remember his name. Biden was a candidate for Democrats who didn't want their party to jump off an ideological cliff. But now the problem is that they don't have anybody to rally behind, because every one of these guys has embraced the authoritarianism, the central control without any restrictions, the management of every detail of your life. Folks, it is not even authoritarianism. That is a euphemism for how serious the policies of the Democrats are. It is full-on totalitarianism. No restraint on central power, every detail of your life managed by the government. And quite frankly, the Republicans are not all that much better. That's the sad thing about it. Republicans are where the Democrats were a couple of decades ago. That's how far we've drifted. Both parties have drifted that way, because most Republicans think that everything can be solved in Washington. A lot of you Republicans even think that Trump can solve all of this by being in Washington. That's not going to happen. It's too big. We have to take back control of things, and we've got to stop looking to Washington to solve all of our problems, or to one person. It's just too big for one person to undo this. We have to assert local control through nullification, as well as, you know, whether it's a full-on state nullification with legislatures and governors, or whether it's jury nullification. That is really the only peaceful way to not have a full-on either revolution and civil war, or go into a totalitarian dystopian society, which they plan to implement by 2030. And as the New York Post writer says, Democrats don't really have a fundamental problem with single-payer health care. And see, that's the whole point. They might not like some of these people like Chris Matthews. They might not like all of his talk about class warfare. But they love when he talks about race warfare. I mean, the Democrats have been selling that aspect of it for a very long time. As I pointed out, Bill Ayers and his communists, the Weather Underground, they realized back in the 1970s that they weren't going to get anywhere by pushing class warfare at the time, but they could get somewhere by pushing race war. And so they helped to popularize the new idea. Somebody else did it, but they made it popular, of white skin privilege. And Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings and got into education, because that's how you create generation after generation that's going to embrace leftist ideas. You implant that in them at an early age. That's always been the objective of tyrants. Now, they always wanted, going back to Plato's Republic, they always wanted to get the kids at an early age, separate them from their families. As a matter of fact, Plato said, we don't even want them to know who their parents are. Well, you know, you get a kid and you surrender your kid to the government, K through 12, even before that, preschool, got to get it even earlier. And we'll help you with that. We will pay you to surrender your kids to us so you can go to work and pay more taxes. How about that? Ever more taxes. Typical family of four in the 1950s paid 2% federal income taxes. What are you paying? I bet it's more than two. Anyway, so as Podhoretz writes, do they dislike Sanders' class warfare talk? The idea that billionaires shouldn't exist, that extreme wealth is a moral stain on our society? Now they're embracing that. You know, money is not evil, right? It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And let me tell you something. You can love money as a poor person. You can love it even more than a wealthy person. Do you think these billionaires love money? Oh, you better believe they do. If you're like Bloomberg, you think that's going to buy your way into heaven with all that money. Or maybe just, you know, your prohibition. You know better than everybody else, and you're going to keep people from drinking sugar drinks while you murder babies, right? And that's going to pave you right straight to heaven. Now, these people like Bloomberg, they love their money because that's their power. But I tell you that people like Bernie Sanders and the violent thugs around him, who, by the way, Owen was reporting in Nevada, he got punched off camera, the security guard that was with him. He's had to have several stitches. I mean, this is where these people are. They're very dangerous. And you watch, if they don't win at any level, sorry, it was in Austin, not in Las Vegas. They corrected me. But if they don't win at any level, they are going to get violent. If they lose the primary, they're going to get violent. If they lose at the convention, nominating convention, they promise they're going to get violent. If they lose the election after winning the nomination, if they do win the nomination, they'll get violent if they don't win that. And let me tell you something. If they win the nomination and they win the general election, they will still get violent. But they will just use the force of government behind them. So when we look at this, just understand that the Democrats have always embraced socialism. They embrace all the different programs of socialism. And they embrace the race warfare rhetoric. That's a big part of their power. And now a big part of their power is the traditional economic class warfare. That is now coming. We've got even CNBC's Robert Frank does analysis and says, Bernie Sanders' tax plan is going to be $60 trillion. But Bernie thinks that's not a problem. Let's play video clip number one. He says Americans would be delighted to pay more income taxes. Here's Bernie Sanders with Anderson Cooper.
That level of income and wealth inequality is much less severe than it is right here in the United States.
The taxes in many of those countries are much higher than they are in the individual personal taxes, much higher than they are in the United States.
But I suspect that a lot of people in this country would be delighted to pay more in taxes if they had comprehensive health care as a human right. I live 50 miles away from the Canadian border.
He starts out by talking about income equality. And then Anderson Cooper says, yeah, but they're going to pay more taxes. I think they'd be delighted to pay more. Do you know anybody that would be more delighted to be delighted to pay more taxes, especially if they're poor or middle class? Of course, they're not delighted to pay more taxes. That is the biggest load of excrement that Bernie has ever tried to sell anybody. What's going on there? He talks about income inequality and then goes, yeah, more taxes. That's fine. They'd be delighted about that. They'd be delighted about the fact that the rich people that he's talking about are going to be paying the taxes. They always think that their neighbor is going to pay the taxes. And again, when they started the income tax, it was the 1% of the 1% who paid 1%. And then before long, we've got the typical family of four paying 25 to 50% of their income tax. And that's just the income tax. Doesn't count all the other taxes. That's how it works when you get the other guy to pay for your free stuff.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Keith Bansomer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. It started, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. possible. Orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so Bernie has no problem with taxes. He doesn't think that his followers have problems with taxes. Because, quite frankly, he knows, and the unstated code is, that they believe that somebody else is going to pay for all this. It's going to be the corporations. It's going to be the rich guys. It's going to be their neighbor who's got a little bit more money than they do. They don't believe they're going to pay the taxes. This is a way... This kind of stuff is always imposed on you. Just like they take your liberty, promising to keep you safe, they steal your money, promising to give you free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff, but it's going to cost $60 trillion. They'll be delighted to pay for it.
No. It's envy and theft. That's what socialism basically is. Those are the base human instincts that it appeals to. That and ignorance, of course, because they never learn from history or from other countries. Take a look at the Spanish socialist government. They've now moved to let doctors kill sick patients because they've got rising health care costs. Remember, we just played that for you, Bloomberg. Well, I'll tell you what the deal is. You know, we got a 95-year-old guy. He's diagnosed with prostate cancer. And we're going to have to just tell him, sorry, there's nothing we can do for you. Well, in Spain, they're making a law out of that because that's where socialism always leads. And you think that Bloomberg is the moderate candidate in all of this? No, folks. He is no different from Bernie in all of this. A majority in the lower house of Spain's Congress has voted to consider a bill that would legalize euthanasia and assisted suicide in a case of, quote, clearly debilitating diseases without a cure, without a solution, which cause significant suffering, unquote. And this is exactly down the path that Bloomberg was going. They voted 201 to 140. Isn't that great? Isn't democracy great? especially when democracy is determining who gets health care and who doesn't. Assisted suicide means a doctor prescribes lethal drugs to a patient who then self-administers the drugs. But voluntary euthanasia is also part of this. That means that the patient can say, I'd like for you to kill me. And the drug and the physician says, gotcha, we'll do it. Because, you know, hey, we can do that to babies. Why not do it to the elderly? Because if life doesn't mean anything at one end, it doesn't mean anything at the other end of life, does it? When we take a look at Canada, of course, we see that there's another way, another issue here. And that is the fact that because we don't have infinite resources, the resources are going to be rationed one way or the other. They're going to be rationed either by time or by money. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, time is money, isn't it? You work and you get a certain amount of money for your time that you invest in that work. And so, you know, when people steal your money through taxes, they're stealing bits and pieces of your life. But it works the other way as well. When you start allocating health care, because there's only one place to get health care, it gets allocated by rationing that way as well, because we don't have infinite resources. That's one of the fatal lies of the Marxists like Bernie Sanders. You know, it was something that Karl Marx said with the Industrial Revolution. He said, look at this. We've never had this kind of material wealth before. Look at all the things that we can manufacture. The only problem is, how do we allocate this justly? Well, we take over the means of production so that we can distribute this stuff ourselves, and we will do it equitably. We won't keep most of it for ourselves. Communist leaders never do that, right? These kleptocrats. And it's why George Gilder calls these people in Silicon Valley the neo-Marxists, because they think that, you know, we all know that the Industrial Revolution did not give us infinite material goods, right? But now we're told that that's just around the corner. With all the information technology and the artificial intelligence, we're going to have infinite material goods. And it's just, how are we going to allocate this? We're going to have robots manufacturing everything, and they're going to set up universal basic income so that people don't come after them, as Bloomberg said, with guillotines. With guillotines. That's really where he was going with that farmer remark. We've had the Industrial Revolution. Well, before that, we had the agrarian society, then we had the Industrial Revolution. Now we've got the information technology revolution, and we're taking people's jobs. We're replacing them with technology. So how do we pacify them? How do we give them a little tiny roof over their head? You know, they don't need any more than 50 square feet, right? How do we give them a little roof over their head, let them rent a ride every once in a while in an Uber, keep an eye on them with 5G, and keep them from coming after us with the guillotines? That's his words. With the guillotines. And so you are going to basically be rationing it. They're not going to have infinite material resources any more than they did after the Industrial Revolution. But they will be keeping more of the resources than the robber barons did during the Industrial Revolution. You can count on that. And you can also count on long wait times if we have everything administered from one central location. You know, the idiocy of thinking that we can do better if we centrally plan and centrally organize our societies. How many times have we seen this tried and failed? Take a look at Canada. Look at the wait times in Canada. Video clip number two.
Healthcare Canadians get within the country can vary depending on where you live. That includes wait times for different types of care, from the time of a referral to getting the treatment they need. Saskatchewan has the shortest median total wait at 15 weeks. However, people in New Brunswick are waiting 10 months, the longest in the country. And this problem is getting worse. Compared to 1993, it looks like all Canadians are waiting weeks longer to get the care they need. And the rise in wait times is happening despite the fact that Canada had more physicians in 2018 than it did the year before. The latest numbers saying it had nearly 90,000 of them.
Physicians don't necessarily work full-time. Many physicians will work part-time and do other things. Because physicians work on what we call fee-for-service, so when they do a service, they get a fee paid to them from the government. They can make a pretty good income, many of them, by not working full-time.
That's the health system that Bernie said is just right across the border. Just right across the border. Well, Bernie, you better get in line, because, you know, you're what, 78? You're going to be needing some health care there. So you better get in line because it's going to take a long time to get it. I hope you don't get cancer because you could be in line for a very long time. That's what's happening in the UK. Hope you don't get coronavirus because, you know, that'll be spreading everywhere before you can get some help there. Even in Sweden, beloved Sweden, that is the icon of vocational cortex and all these people. They love to point to Sweden. Well, the Mises Institute pointed out that the Swedish ex-prime minister has had all he can take of Bernie pushing them as an example of socialism. He said, socialism only destroys. He was a prime minister of Sweden from 1991 to 1994, Carl Bildt. He took to Twitter to warn Sanders that socialism is not the key to creating a great society. After old footage showing Sanders and his wife, Jane, praising the Soviet Union for its programs targeting the youth went viral online, Carl Bildt, the former Swedish prime minister, responded by saying, quote, Sanders was lucky to be able to get to the Soviet Union in 1988 and praise all of its stunning socialist achievements before the entire system and the empire collapsed under the weight of its own spectacular failures. I've said this many times, too. I said, how clueless does somebody have to be to go to the Soviet Union on your honeymoon because you love the place so much, right on the cusp of its collapse? It was apparent to everybody that it was a failed system. It was apparent to everybody in 1988, except for Bernie Sanders. He was the only person who didn't see this coming, and we want to make him president of this country? He goes there, takes off his shirt, gets drunk, and sings Soviet songs for hours. We got the videotape. There is some of it right there, if you can stand to look at it. And to tell you what happened in Sweden, to set the record straight, we'll tell you about that when we come back, because Sweden is not nearly as socialist as Bernie wants to make America. And these Scandinavian countries were free enterprise countries. They use the capital that had been created by free enterprise and competition for many decades before they nearly went bankrupt, and he was part of the turnaround. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in Royal Flush in a handful of Ace of Spades because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I mean, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. You've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I said before the break that former Prime Minister of Sweden in the early mid-90s, Carl Bildt, just couldn't stand Bernie and AOC using his country as a poster child for socialism anymore. This was a guy who, when he became Prime Minister of Sweden, he deregulated multiple sectors of the economy. He privatized a lot of several state-owned industries, and he allowed people to invest portions of their pensions privately. He introduced school choice policies, and that improved the country's educational system. So when you look at this, that is directly in direct opposition to what Bernie Sanders has proposed. Rather than privatizing failed state-owned industries, what Bernie Sanders wants to do is he wants to take over the electric grid, shut down all coal and gas production of energy. I don't know how he's going to power the electric grid because it simply isn't possible right now with the technology, not with solar, not with windmills to power it. But he's just going to shut it down. And even if he didn't shut down the production of energy through oil and gas and coal, do you think he could run it? The very fact that he wants to shut it down, the only sources that we have for the vast majority of it tells you they don't know what it's about. And this is why you don't want these things centrally controlled, because they just don't have enough information. I mean, think about it. In a free market economy, you're constantly having things fine-tuned by people who have input into the process multiple times on a daily basis. When you go shopping in the grocery store, what are you doing? You're picking, you know, from a dozen different cans of soup in the grocery store. And those choices eventually are going to feed back into the system. They want this and not that. And then people look at that and say, well, you know, they're buying brand X instead of our brand. So what do we do to make ourselves more like what they're looking for? And so the whole system fine-tunes itself. And you get to vote multiple times on multiple things every day. And guess what? Unlike democracy, you get exactly what you vote for, good or bad. You know, you might pick a brand of soup and you won't pick that brand of soup again because you didn't like it. That's not what happens when everything is centrally planned from the government. You get to vote once every 2 to 4 years, and then it's a mixed bag. because everything is being decided. You know, you might be a single issue voter. You know, you might be interested in pro-life issues. You might be interested in free speech issues. You might be interested in Second Amendment self-defense issues. And you might not have a candidate who supports all three of those. It's like, what do I do? You know? And you might find somebody that maybe supports two out of the three really important issues when they're campaigning. And then when they get elected, they ignore everything they said when they were campaigning. That's the problem. And then it becomes more of a problem when you have these arrogant SOBs like Bernie who think they know how to run things when they've never run anything in their life. Never run anything in their life. And so what Carl Bildt did was he said, well, it's nice that you could go to the Soviet Union in 1988 just before it collapsed. And you could sing songs there. But anyway, as I point out, he privatized a lot of state-owned industries. He deregulated a lot of areas of the economy. He allowed people to start to invest their pensions themselves instead of the Social Security Ponzi schemes. After him, they had Sweden, which had completely lost, writes the Mises Institute. After Bildt, Sweden, which had completely lost its host of entrepreneurs, thanks to business taxes that sometimes exceeded the 100% mark, Sweden once again flourished after he brought in some freedom. So I said before, Sweden and Denmark and the Scandinavian countries that have now been hailed as example of socialism, they became wealthy because they had a vibrant entrepreneurial system, and then they began taxing them to death. Things started to turn down, and then they elected people like Carl Bildt. And then even after he left, the Social Democrat successor, Ingvar Carlson, took over. He saw the changes that had been made, and he kept most of Bildt's policies in place. And so you had business startups rise by 25% even after the Social Democrat came back in. As explained by the Danish Prime Minister, Rasmussen, in 2015, he said, Denmark is a market economy. Think about that. It's a market economy. Yeah, they have really high taxes. And when I was in Copenhagen covering Bilderberg, we had a lot of people come up to me and complain about how high the taxes were and how much control was there. But it isn't anything like what Bernie Sanders and AOC are planning for your future, what the UN is planning for your future with their 2030 agenda for sustainable environmentalism. Anyway, Denmark is a market economy, and as demonstrated by the Mises Institute, there's no Western capitalistic country in which the conditions of the masses have not improved in an unprecedented way. Just take a look at the difference between North and South Korea. Still going on. I mean, East and West Germany, yeah, that went on for a long time. A lot of people like AOC don't remember when there was an East and West Germany. But there still is a North and South Korea if you want to compare economic systems. Open borders, Bernie wants full government benefits for illegal aliens. And as the American Thinker points out, Milton Friedman, remember that economist that AOC was referring to? You know, Milton Keynes? That was her major, economics. And she doesn't know the difference between Milton Friedman and John Maynard Keynes. But Milton Friedman actually had talked about how you could not have open borders and free migration. That is something that libertarians love, the idea of open borders. But you can't have that with a welfare state. And I've said many times, I took the Nolan chart test. You know, you get 10 questions, you know, see where you are on the political spectrum. And of course, Nolan's idea was that we don't want to just have the political spectrum is not well represented by a single line that has a center, a left, and a right. That's a very inadequate representation of people's political beliefs. So he takes a chart, a graph, and on one axis you have political freedom, and then on the civil liberties, if you will, on the other you have economic freedom, and then you rotate that by 45 degrees so it makes kind of a diamond. And then down at the bottom where you get no economic and no personal freedom at all, that's an authoritarian state. Kind of like New York City under Bloomberg. And then at the top, you have a libertarian quadrant. There you go. You still have your left and right. You know, the lefties will give you, for the most part, this is not really true anymore because now the lefties don't embrace personal freedoms anymore. They're out there taking people's free speech and so forth away. But, you know, decades ago, you could say that the left would give you personal liberty and the right would give you economic freedom. That's becoming less and less on both extremes. But Milton Friedman looked at this. When I took that test, the one question where I didn't agree with the libertarians was they wanted open borders. And I said, that ain't going to work. If you got a welfare state, you got to get rid of the welfare state first. And Milton Friedman had said that as well. I hadn't read what Friedman had said, but here's what he had to say. He said, immigration is a particularly difficult subject. There's no doubt that free and open immigration is the right policy in a libertarian state. But in a welfare state, it's a different story. The supply of immigrants will become infinite, especially, Bernie, if you give them all free health care. Your proposal that someone only be able to come for employment is a good one, but it would not solve the problem completely. The real hitch is in denying social benefits to the immigrants who are here. That's very hard to do, much harder than you would think, as we have found out in California. And boy, they are still finding that out. But Bernie Sanders says illegal immigrants are entitled to the same government benefits as citizens, even the ones who come here illegally. That's why they talk about universal health care. That's health care for everybody in the universe. And again, what Milton Friedman was blind to was he was only looking at the economic consequences of this. He didn't realize that you can't have a society if you don't have some kind of a common culture. And that is the fundamental problem with all this. Now, what Bernie is doing, and a big part of his win, one of the reasons why he is pledging universal health care and giving it to people who are outside of the country is because Latinos were a big part of his win in Nevada. And so much so, as a matter of fact, there's a long article about it in Yahoo News talking about how they were completely disorganized 4 years ago. He didn't even have anybody in his campaign who could speak Spanish. They hired some Spanish consultants, and now that's turned into a big multi-million dollar outreach. And Bernie Sanders left Nevada instead of having a victory party on Saturday. He went straight to Texas because he's planning on winning big in Texas with the Latino vote, because these people obviously don't understand that socialism is a disease. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bernie and his buddy Fidel. Stay with us.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting. Keith Bansomer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Bernie had a 60 Minutes interview yesterday, and he's talking about his love for Fidel Castro. I guess maybe he's not interested in winning Florida, or maybe that the that immigration has essentially swamped what used to be a very large Cuban population in Florida. Those people understood what Fidel Castro was about. I grew up in Florida, and most of the Cubans that I knew had escaped from Fidel Castro's Cuba. And they were staunchly... It's like the people who get out of Eastern Europe. They have experienced this stuff firsthand. And they don't want to go through it again. And I played professionally in bands with guys. Pretty much all of them were from Cuba. And their parents were hardcore anti-communist, as hardcore as you can find anywhere, because they knew what it was about. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, is a academic dilettante who loves to go to Nicaragua and talk to the college professors down there about poetry. And that's part of what he had to say in praise of Fidel Castro. He's telling Anderson Cooper,
it's unfair to simply say that everything is bad with Castro,
right? Well, what did he do right? Well, back in 1984, Sanders said that Castro,
he educated the kids.
Yeah, that's what communist dictators do. That's what socialists in America do, too. They educate your kids. That's how we got into this situation. To many of us, myself excluded, I would never turn my kids over to the government schools. I knew that they were filled with socialists, and it was every year, the teachers get more and more radical left socialists. Progressive, whatever you want to call it. I just call them communists because they're authoritarian in every aspect. Yeah, he educated their kids. That's why these people push so much for, you know, it's not enough to have first through 12th. You got to have kindergarten. Then you got to have preschool. And so they want to get the kids earlier and earlier and earlier. And they want to keep them later and later. They want to keep them into grad school. They want to get them from preschool to grad school. Because especially in college, that's their Marxist seminaries. He gave them health care. He totally transformed the society, you know? Yeah, that's right. That's what he did. When Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it? Well, Ted Cruz came back and says, yeah, it really makes a difference when those you murder at the firing squad can read and write. Yeah, makes a big difference, doesn't it, Bernie? And it's kind of interesting that CNBC doesn't really get it, of course, as usual. They're wringing their hands because of the open Marxism of the people like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and AOC. They prefer the hidden Marxism of Booty Marx and Bloomberg, right? If you look at their policies, they're not any different. They pretend that they are somehow in the middle or that Bloomberg supports capitalism. I mean, he doesn't support capitalism. Capitalism is about free choice. What Bloomberg supports is a kind of economic fascism where you have connections to the government and you get monopolistic favors from the government, where you merge government with corporations. That's what Bloomberg supports. It's not free enterprise and competition. And so you got a CNBC op-ed piece. Bernie Sanders is a front runner because of how we raised our kids. No, it's because of how they raised your kids when you turned your kids over to them and they raised them in place of the parents. Not me. Not me. I would never turn, never did turn my kids over. They're not about to vote Marxist. My youngest votes this time. I guarantee you she will not be voting for anybody on the Democrat ticket. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yes, folks, we have a pandemic. A pandemic. It's called socialism, communism, and we have patient zero. It's Bernie Sanders, because he is expressing symptoms of it. I don't even need a touchless thermometer to see how red his forehead is. And I always have to say, it just bugs me to no end that, you know, years ago they told everybody, okay, now, even though communism has always embraced red, you know, we're the reds and so forth, better dead than red, we would always say, but then they tell conservatives, okay, now you're going to be red and the communists are going to be blue. Okay, we're red. We got red state, we got red nation, we're red this, we're red that, we got red MAGA caps and everything. It's like, stop. Don't let them. See, I don't really care about the color. What I care about is the fact that these people can come up with the labels. And we go with whatever labels they want to put on us. They want to call us alt-right, and we say, okay, we're alt-right, whatever. Oh, we're red now, okay. Stop letting them pick the terms. You let them pick the terms, they got the moral high ground. They call themselves liberals. Liberals used to be people who believed in liberty and freedom. They don't believe in any liberty or freedom. And so we go back and we look at this op-ed piece from CNBC. They really don't get it. At first I saw this and I thought, whoa, an op-ed piece saying Bernie Sanders is a front runner because of how we raised our kids? Well, maybe this guy gets it, but no, actually he doesn't. As I said, it's because of how they raised our kids, because we abandoned our kids to the government institutions that basically made government God. Kicked God out. Nope, no prayer, no talking about, none of that Christian, you do that, we're going to fire you. And, you know, purge anything mentioned about God out. And then they're going to purge the parents out. You're not going to be allowed to have any input about abortions, about sex changes, about anything else for that matter. And so this guy says, well, he's got three different ways that he thinks cause this problem. He said, we convinced everyone that college was 100% necessary, and then we made college unaffordable. Well, no, not exactly. In a sense, he's right. Yeah, everybody went to college. But they made college into Marxist seminaries. And they did make it unaffordable. That's true. How did they make it unaffordable, by the way? CNBC isn't going to tell you, but the way you make something unaffordable is you subsidize it by the government. Because that means then that the price is just going to skyrocket. And so it quickly became unaffordable. I go back and look at when I went to school, and even though I had to have a lot of textbooks, my college tuition at a state university was less than what my textbook bill was. Think about that. That's not the case today. I don't think you could spend nearly that much on books. So why is that? Why is that? Well, you know, they made it affordable only to the poor who can get scholarships. So you got the poor and you got a few of the very rich, but basically it's becoming harder and harder for the middle class to go, right? And then they go to these Marxist seminaries, and what do they hear from their professors all the time? They hear how bad the middle class is. How those bourgeoisie middle class, we've got to destroy them. That was basically what Booty Gay's father, Booty Marx, and he's Booty Marx Jr., His Marxist professor father taught at Notre Dame for 40 years, and he embraced the writings of the founder of Italy's Communist Party. And the what he called it, neo-Marxism. Yeah, we're not traditional Marxist-Leninists. This is neo. This is something new. It's slightly different. And so what Mayor Pete's dad was teaching his kids was, he said, we got to break the hegemony of the bourgeoisie. Now, isn't that just Marxism? I mean, all this classism, class warfare, and all this other kind of stuff, and all this talk about the bourgeoisie. And the way you do that, the way you destroy the power, what are you saying, the power of the middle class, you do that by destroying their culture and their religion, which is how we got Pete. The next thing he says here, in establishment, the establishment in both parties ignored young voters. Did we? I thought the young voters show up all the time with their protests and their signs, except when it comes to the polls, and then they don't bother. No, he said, we ignored the young people because they're getting screwed by Social Security. Yeah, Social Security was supposed to screw the older people. That was the design. You know, it just went wrong, right? It was a Ponzi scheme from the very beginning when it was first instituted in Germany by Bismarck. They picked the age of 65 because that was life expectancy. And so it was a lie from the very beginning. We're going to take care of you in your old age, starting at the time you die. And then what happened was people started living longer than 65 thanks to market economies. They don't live longer than that in North Korea. But yeah, in market economies, they do. And so what happened is that this thing that was supposed to be a ripoff of old people, a lie to say we'll take care of you at 65 when you're dead, it turned out to be a Ponzi scheme that ripped off the young people because at the same time they started collapsing the population for a variety of reasons. One of them sociological, telling people you don't want kids. You don't even want to be married, quite frankly. Women, you hate those men. They're pigs, right? You don't want to be married. You don't want to stay married. You got to hate men, and you got to hate children as well. You love your career because in your career you can pay taxes endlessly. And then they came up with all of the various things that physically attack our bodies and make us less fertile. We've had Spermageddon. It's measurable. Well over 60% decline in sperm. Why is that? Well, that's because of chemicals in what we eat, hormones in what we eat, affecting both male and female, as well as now the radiation from cell phones. And it's going to step it up pretty soon to 5G. So you have physiological and ideological obstacles to people having families and children, and so the population has collapsed, and as a result, the Social Security system has collapsed. So the result of all that, the solution, said the UN 20 years ago, was to have people replacement. See, people replacement is not a term of white supremacy. It's not a term of people who want to keep Europe. No, that was a term that was created by the UN, saying you're going to have a lot of social unrest if you don't bring in people from other countries to, since your population is collapsing, you know, in Italy you used to have, you know, 5-6 kids per family. Now you've got like 1.5, actually not even 1.5, it's close to 1, which means the population, the native population is going to contract by 50% every generation. And so we got to bring people in because, you know, Social Security is basically a Ponzi scheme. And so they sold it to everybody as a people replacement, you know, because you bring in all these people from the third world, you promise them free health care and all this other stuff, and they're going to willingly work long hours and pay high taxes to support the retirement of people that they are not related to and have no cultural interest whatsoever. We're already seeing how that's playing out in Spain. Yeah, just cut off their life support. That's going to be what that's about. And then finally, we told them that America's house is on fire. Yes, that's true. You go to college, even when I went to college, America was evil. In any of the courses that I took outside of engineering, America was evil. Yeah, the University of South Florida had a lot of Marxist professors 40, 50 years ago, however long it was that I went to school, 40 years ago. That's how old I'm getting. I can't even remember how many decades ago I went to college. But yeah, that's exactly what is going on. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you just what kind of, we talked about Bloomberg, and we talked about how he hates everybody, right? He's this elitist technocrat He's on board with the replacement of everybody, you know, what they want to do with 2030, how they want to replace workers, not necessarily with people from other countries. See, they're bringing in the people from other countries. That was, you know, the last couple of decades. But now after we get all the people in from all the other countries and you've got different cultures that don't know each other, don't like each other, don't respect each other, and then you take all their jobs and give them to robots, now they can kill each other off. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders because he doesn't hate all people. There are some people that he does like, but he doesn't like Christians and he doesn't like Jews. He's got a big problem with our Judeo-Christian heritage. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.Video and InfoWars.com today. There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence. Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So as we look at Nevada, we see that Bernie Sanders there got 47%. Second place was Biden. Mayor Pete came in third place. It's fairly close between the two of them. And, of course, there's a little bit of dispute about how the vote totals were compared. But I find it interesting that in Nevada, they didn't want to have any more shenanigans. So they went back, for the most part, to paper ballots and telephone calls. Imagine that. So if you can do that, why wouldn't you do that? Why would you spend all the money to complicate things needlessly? And I've said before, the only reason you would do that is because you're trying to set this up for cheating. And we need to be very concerned about the motivations behind these people who are constantly telling us, you know, the Russians are going to hack our elections. It's not secure. It's not secure. We got to have more involvement by the federal government, by the security agencies and so forth. They need to be monitoring our elections. It's like, no, they want to be the ones to count our elections, DARPA and others, right? DARPA and the tech surrogates that they have, be very afraid of that. And so now at this point, even though we've had three states, it is somewhat unusual that you've had a candidate win in these first three. As a matter of fact, Sanders is the first candidate, Democrat or Republican, to win popular vote in all three early voting states, reports Newsweek magazine. So is he unstoppable? Well, many of them are saying he is has a nearly insurmountable lead. And that's what Politico is saying. And they're looking at his early polling in some places like Texas, which, again, he is working on the Hispanic vote. He thinks he's got an in with the Hispanic vote. But so far, they've only had 80 delegates declared, and they need nearly 2,000 to win the nomination. But he's clearly ahead with that. He's got 34 delegates. Second place is Pete the Cheat with 23, Elizabeth Warren with 8, Biden with 8, Amy Klobuchar with 7, and they're the only ones who have any delegates. So as this is happening, the Democrat establishment, of course, is panicking, and MSNBC especially. As a matter of fact, Chris Matthews is now facing calls that he resign because of comments that he made. And this is the second time he's facing comments that he resigned because of comments he made about Bernie and about communism. That should tell you how radical the Democrat base is and intolerant. They're not going to tolerate anything like that. He said, I was reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940 as they were doing live coverage of the Nevada caucus Saturday. And the general calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill says, how can that be? You've got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? And he said, it's over. It's over. So, you know, I don't, why is that? They said, you're comparing Sanders' victory to a Nazi invasion? Well, yeah, I mean, if the shoe fits, he's authoritarian, isn't he? And so he went on to say, and maybe this is what is getting them to want to have him fired. Chris Matthews went on to suggest that it'd be better to have Trump for a second term than to have Sanders win the White House. James Carville is saying people who think Bernie will beat Trump are as stupid as climate deniers. Wait a minute. You just call me stupid. I'm not denying that there's climate. I think it's stupid to call people climate deniers. Nobody is denying climate. Climate is there. Weather is there. And I'm of the school. I agree with Mark Twain. He said everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. I don't think that we're manipulating the weather. There may be some people who are manipulating the weather. There may be some geoengineering going on. As a matter of fact, I believe there is. I believe there's been geoengineering conferences on an annual basis, and I've covered them in the past, where they say, the only question is who gets to set the thermostat? And I think they're already doing it. I don't think that this is simply an idea that's now being made public and put into the public's imagination. Oh, you know, maybe someday we're going to do this. No, they've been doing it. It's called chemtrails. But in terms of my automobile altering the climate, no, I don't buy that for 1 minute. These people can't even predict the weather, and they won't show us their data. They just give us the predictions and the edicts and the mandates, and we need to call BS on that. But anyway, that's where the Democrats are. One more thing to say about Bernie, and that is just
what a bigot he is. You know, Bloomberg is an elitist, and he hates everybody. He thinks everybody is dumber than he is, and he ought to tell everybody what to do. You're too stupid to figure out even what to eat, and he's going to tell you what you can eat and drink. For your own good, of course. I don't think it's just paternalism. I don't think it's misplaced paternalism. I think he's just an arrogant SOB trying to feather his own nest. But when we look at Bernie Sanders, he has gotten a lot of attention now over the weekend by saying that he's not going to go to AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. Fine, except that he says that it provides a platform for bigotry. For bigotry. So there you go. If you're Jewish, you're a bigot, he says. Now, the Jews are pushing back on this, calling it an odious attack, but it's not the first time he's attacked a large group of people, calling them bigots. He did this back in 2017 to Christians. Yeah, if you're a Christian, you're a bigot. Except the Christians don't really push back on this stuff. Sanders did this in when we had President Trump nominate Russell Voigt during confirmation hearings. He was very upset about the fact that at his alma mater, Wheaton College, vaults on a political science professor, Larisha Hawkins, had published a Facebook post announcing her intention to wear hijab in solidarity with Muslims and suggesting that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. Now, Wheaton College is a Christian college. And so Voigt, a Christian and an alumni of that college, took issue with that. And he defended Wheaton College in an op-ed piece. And for that, he was called a bigot, because you're not allowed to have any moral absolutes as a Christian. Only the atheists can have their moral absolutes, which is to say that there is no moral absolute. But they do have other moral absolutes about everything else in life, don't they? They have moral absolutes about, you know, you pick it. Any kind of racism or sexism, those are all moral absolutes, and what you can say or do is a moral absolute as far as they're concerned. So he's a bigot when it comes to Christians and Jews, but we'll tell you what he thinks about Muslims when we come back, because he's just appointed a daughter of a Muslim Brotherhood leader as his campaign co-chair in Virginia. We'll tell you about her when we come back. Folks, if you aren't preparing in light of what we see happening with the coronavirus, this is far more serious and has many more risks than a storm that is coming through or any other kind of natural disaster. Already, we're seeing massive pullbacks and shortages economically, whether it is car parts or food. And so you need to be prepared so that you don't have to go out in public, so that you don't get corralled into some kind of a FEMA quarantine. That is the most dangerous scenario. So make sure that you're provided food for your family. Make sure that you have access to supplements that are going to put you in the best possible health. And we have both of those at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find all of our storable foods under InfoWars.store.com. And, of course, we have DNA Force Plus. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. All of those available and heavily discounted. InfoWarsStore.com.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends,
I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
Keith Bansamer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this. And sustained. You know, it started, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper. And it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling. The chips are in. We're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so as we saw, Bernie Sanders believes that somebody saying, wait a minute, you're teaching at a Christian university and you're going to wear hijab to make the point that Christianity and Islam are the same. They're not the same. Here's how they're different. That made him a bigot in the eyes of Bernie Sanders. And so he wrote an op-ed piece to oppose that, oppose the guy's nomination and so forth. And, of course, he's not going to go to AIPAC. He says they're bigots to him, just the existence of the State of Israel is bigotry. But he does not have a problem with Muslims. Kind of interesting, because he's now named the daughter of a Muslim Brotherhood leader as his campaign co-chair in Virginia. Abrar Omaish, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Daughter of a Libyan-born jihadist sympathizer is now going to be his co-chair in Virginia. He named her to that position middle of last week on her own merits. The 24-year-old is of little political consequence, writes the Center for Security Policy.org. She's the youngest person, however, to ever hold that office in the state. And so that's kind of interesting in and of itself. She was elected to the Fairfax County School Board. Nevertheless, her father is best known in Virginia state politics for having been removed from a Virginia immigration board by then Governor Tim Kaine. That's Hillary Clinton's running mate, now Senator Tim Kaine. And this guy was too radical for Tim Kaine. After a video surfaced of him endorsing violent jihad against Israel. He also served on the board of a mosque in Falls Church, Virginia-based mosque with a long history of ties to financing terrorism. He's also been accused of links to terrorism by a Libyan parliamentary security committee. He is a naturalized citizen of the United States. His daughter, who is now going to be the Virginia campaign co-chair for Bernie Sanders, appears to have followed in her father's footsteps. She affiliates with Muslim Brotherhood groups. She's been noted for close ties to the International Institute of Islamic Thought, an Islamicist think tank once raided by federal law enforcement over its ties to Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad fundraising. And she is not the first Muslim leader with Islamist ties to serve as a surrogate for the Sanders campaign. She's just another example of the growing political alliance between Islamists and socialists. And, of course, the other people that you hear about all the time, Linda Sarsour, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all of these are part of the Islamic-Muslim axis. And, you know, when we look at this, I find it kind of interesting that the Marxists like Bernie Sanders would embrace a religion, right? Because, I mean, you know, they always eradicated religion, as Marx said in 1843, a sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, the soul of soulless conditions. Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't have any problem with that. You know, God is for weak people. Because the strong think that they don't need him. Only the weak realize that they need God, and only the weak will have the insight to turn to him. And God's strength is perfected in our weakness. And so many times he puts us in a weak position to show that he is strong. Unfortunately, you know, for many of these people, like Mike Bloomberg, or even Bernie Sanders, you know, they think they can get along just fine. And that's not really a good thing for them in the long run. But as Mark said, it is the opium of the people. Now, here's what Ronald Reagan said. He said, we've gone so far in terms of talking about, you know, keeping things, not establishing religion. That was the mantra in the mid-20th century, right? We can't have establishment of a state church. Well, it wasn't establishment of a state church when we allowed people to have the free exercise of religion. Reagan said, we've gone so far that it almost seems a rule originally designed to guard against violation of the Constitution has become an aggressive campaign against religion itself. And isn't that the very thing that we set out to guard against? That's exactly right. But that is exactly what it has become. And it's by design. And that's how, you know, it fits in exactly with what the Marxists want to do. Because it's all about overthrowing the culture and the religion of the middle class so that they can destroy the power of the middle class. That's what Mayor Pete's father always said. That's neo-Marxism, right? Now, that's always been old standard Marxism. And they're not concerned about the majority religion. They're the minority religion, like Islam at this point in time. If they can use one group against another, that is what they always do. Want to get into some general news now. It is interesting what's going to happen with the Democrats. But again, they are essentially in a suicide pact. The only question is, are we going to join them? That's what 2020 is about. They have embraced a suicide pact to destroy themselves, self-loathing. They hate themselves. They hate America. They've been taught to hate America in the schools that we finance with our taxes. And the only question is, are we going to join in that with them? When we look at suicide pacts, however, many people are questioning whether or not this Obama whistleblower did, in fact, commit suicide, or is this an Obama side? You know, kind of like the Clinton sides that we had. This is a 67-year-old man, Philip Haney. He worked for the Department of Homeland Security at its very inception, and then he became an anti-Obama whistleblower. He complained that Islam was getting a pass. As a matter of fact, what he said was that they had essentially, and according to Iowa Congressman Steve King, You know, he had blown the whistle on the agency's political correctness and how they purged intelligence on radical Islamic terrorists. And it's not confined, quite frankly, to Obama. We see the same type of thing happening as we had General Flynn removed and we had his replacement come in and say, you will not use the terms radical Islamic terrorists. You'll not use that. And so he was blowing the whistle on this back in June 2016. He gave Senate testimony, and Iowa Congressman Steve King believes that he did not kill himself. As a matter of fact, you also have Sarah Carter tweeting out the same thing, saying that she said, pray for his family, pray that they find the person who murdered him, still trying to get confirmation on the details. Now, on the other side of this, his wife passed away 8 months ago in June 2019 following a battle with cancer. But other people who know him say that he was in very good spirits mentally. He was very determined to expose this. Now, I don't know if there was something, as far as I'm concerned, I can't find anything showing that he was about to renew these criticisms. But Steve King, the Iowa congressman, said Phil Haney was a friend and patriot. He was a target because of all that he knew of Islamic terrorist cover-ups. He ensured his life by archiving data that incriminated the highest levels of the Obama administration. Phil Haney did not kill himself. Rest in peace, Phil. That's Iowa Congressman Steve King saying that. So this is an interesting development as we move forward with this. And today we have Julian Assange. The hearing for Julian Assange is taking place in the UK. There are questions as to whether or not there is a conflict of interest. The chief magistrate there in the Assange case, the senior judge overseeing the extradition proceedings today in that hearing, received financial benefits from two partner organizations of the British Foreign Office before her appointment. She was appointed chief magistrate in Westminster on advice of a conservative government minister with whom she had attended a secretive meeting organized by these Foreign Office partner organizations 2 years before. It sounds like it's kind of rigged, you know, kind of like Roger Stone's trial. Sounds like maybe she's already made up her mind. Maybe they picked her for that very reason. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you.
created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra, but never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I reported earlier, we have the coronavirus getting out of China and rapidly expanding in Italy, in Iran, and in South Korea especially. And now we're getting better information, even though the government in Iran is trying to cover things up just like the Chinese government is. We're getting better information out of Italy and especially out of South Korea. Will you know here in the United States? Well, as I also pointed out earlier in the program, Mike Adams, talking about the CDC and its efforts to obscure that information. The fact that they're not even testing for it. Matter of fact, only three states even have testing kits. So you need to protect yourself and protect your family, as always, right? The government is not there to help you. The government is never going to be there to help you. It's absolute madness to think that the government is going – this is what the Democrats are always – well, we've got to vote the Democrats in because that's the only way we're going to get a raise in our minimum wage jobs. No, that's the kind of thinking that's going to keep you in a minimum wage job for the rest of your life. And if you think the government is going to protect your health, you got another thing coming. I mean, they're going to mandate vaccines. They might put you into a FEMA camp quarantine. And we know how that works. We just saw what happened on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. That's a good example of what happens in quarantine. So you want to make sure that you stay out of that kind of a situation. If it gets bad in the United States, and as we've seen in Italy and elsewhere, South Korea, it can get very bad very quickly. So you want to make sure that before that happens, you are prepared. And, of course, we have storable food so that you don't have to get out in public to try to expose yourself to anything, including being kidnapped for whatever reason that the government has. And you can now get that storable food where – looking at price increases coming down the pike, but so far we haven't had to raise our prices because we have longer-term contracts with our supplier, but we've been notified that that is a temporary thing. So make sure you get it now while the price is, before the price goes up and while it is still available, even though the times are starting to get stretched out. Make sure you also have clean, filtered water, and make sure that you and your family are in the best possible health. Make sure that you are giving your body the nutrients that it needs to maintain its highest level of health possible. And, of course, you can get that with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's a great way to take all your vitamins and minerals and amino acids without taking a lot of pills. We now have that back in stock and 40% off. We have our vitamin B12, also 40% off. You can get the twin pack of both of those together at 50% off. We also have DNA Force Plus now back in stock. And you can get 40% off of single bottles, or if you get multiple packs of 2, 5, or 10, you can save 50% off of DNA Force Plus, and that is a big dollar savings. That's a very expensive product to create, but it protects your long-term health. So take the time to prepare for your food, for your water, and to prepare your own body to be in the best possible shape. We really do appreciate your support, and we appreciate you getting those preparatory items at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what keeps our programs going. Now, as we look at other news, we see Bloomberg is now bragging about how he's already helped to close coal plants and talking about how he's going to do more of those. Sounds kind of like Hillary Clinton, doesn't he? How did that work out for Hillary Clinton? Well, he's touting his privately funded efforts to close coal-fired plants across the United States. He said, already we've closed 304 out of 530 coal-fired power plants in the U.S. And we've closed 80 out of the 200 or 300 that are in Europe. That's one of the things that you do. Well, you know, you could do things like making them more clean, but no, they'd just rather shut them down because what the Democrats are offering you is a program of austerity. That's why Tucker Carlson in his op-ed piece said, Russia, on Friday night, he said, Russia isn't attacking our democratic system. It's our own ruling class. You know, people like Hillary Clinton and Michael Bloomberg. They're the ones who want to shut us down, and it's because they want to implement the UN Agenda 2030. You know, I was amazed to see, well, I shouldn't say I was amazed to see, but just the hypocrisy is absolutely outstanding. The fact that Elon Musk has now been cleared to cut down thousands of trees in order to build his gigafactory in Germany. The Germans there were very upset. They said, we don't want these trees cut down. So they got a temporary restraining injunction. They took a look at it and they said, no, we'll let him build a battery factory here and cut down thousands of trees. This is happening even after the Republicans in Congress have offered to implement the UN agenda called A Trillion Trees. This is Republicans talking about doing this and saying, well, we're going to have a carbon credit thing, you know, where we'll plant trees whenever we use energy of any sort. And yet Tesla and Elon Musk are getting a pass on that because, you know, some animals on Animal Farm are more equal than others. It's just another example why these people really don't believe all of this environmentalism that they're using. No, it's basically become socialist or die. Implement the UN agenda for 2030, smart cities, 5G or die. So he gets the opportunity, you know, he's going to put up tens of thousands of satellites and beam 5G down on all of us. And he gets to cut down thousands of trees while we've got even Republicans scrambling around thinking about how they're going to plant more trees for the UN because the UN says so. Just to show you where this is going, there's a great op-ed piece that was on the Burning Platform called Leaving California. And what he was talking about was this is an individual who lives in California right on the Ventura Highway that you hear as part of the song, right? He can see the ocean. So the only thing that separates his little cottage there from the ocean is Ventura Highway. And he's talking about what he has seen there and why he's leaving California. He says, I've watched grown adults dress up like vaginas and parade in the streets. He said, one of the features of living where I live would have to be the homeless, the insane, and the drug addicts that wander this particular neighborhood. And he said, sometimes I'll go out on the porch and watch what is going on. But he talks about, he said, one of the things that'll put this in perspective, he said, my daughter was out walking by herself. And it's only 8 in the evening, so she wasn't worried about late-night criminal elements. And she told me that she heard a noise and looked to see a bearded, filthy, barefoot, half-starved, shirtless man running toward her from out of an alley. He He said, my daughter runs marathons and was able to easily outrun this man, but she told me the worst part of it was that the guy had both of his arms cut off at the elbows. I mean, this is like, the story that we just saw, the guy high on drugs sawing off one of his legs. It was on the Drudge Report over the weekend. I mean, this is the insanity that they are, that our society is falling into. He said, in California, one of the reasons he's leaving, said they've arranged things such that the police will no longer even respond to a 9/11 call. If you've got somebody who is crazy, somebody who's on drugs, chasing you down the street, whether he's got arms or not, they won't respond to 9/11 calls. As a matter of fact, he says, you can watch from your bedroom window as a homeless person smashes your car windshield with a rock so they can ransack the car. And then if you call 9/11, it'll be you that is in trouble for tying up the emergency line just because somebody is vandalizing and robbing your car. That's a non-emergency, so it's not worthy of the response. Isn't that wonderful, he says. And then he goes on to say, having lived in such insanity for 11 years has me wondering if I can ever really leave California behind, or has it changed me? After all, the people around me that I've spent time with honestly believe in universal basic income. They believe that men can have babies, that trans athletes, open borders, and free everything communism, drag queen library times, and that the earth will be destroyed in 12 years because occasional cortex says so. I've watched grown adults dress themselves and their children up like vaginas and parade around the streets. The worst was being told that I was racist for believing that anyone of any race can achieve their goals if they work hard enough. After all, I was only a privileged white racist male. And only somebody like me could say something that outrageous. So he says, I'm afraid that the one thing that I'll be carrying with me out of California is a numbness to human suffering. I'm very worried that I'll not be able to leave that numbness behind, but only time will tell. After all, he goes, you have to be pretty numb to watch a 70-plus-year-old woman that looks like your grandma defecate in a recycling bin. You have to be numb in order to casually step over someone passed out on the sidewalk. You have to be numb to walk past the once attractive woman that is now toothless and having a large argument with a tree because she's a meth addict. This is California. And unfortunately, California is becoming, America is becoming like California. Well, that's it for our broadcast today, folks. And just one more thing. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed, or we're going to all be turned into California. That's one of the ways they do it. Thanks for listening.